Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Now, yesterday I was telling you about the viral video of a young skater girl. Her name is Sabre Norris. She is only 9. She is from Newcastle and she managed to nail a 540 turn on her skateboard. And she's joining me on the line. Sabre, thanks for joining me. You've kind of become like a celebrity overnight.
Yeah, sort of.
Now, you are a bit of a skating legend, aren't you?
No, I'm not really yet.
You're getting there though, hey?
Yeah.
Now, Sabre, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 9 years old.
You are 9 years old, and we have just seen a video of you online doing a 540 turn on your skateboard.
Yeah, I felt really, really happy with that. It felt better than Christmas and my birthday put together.
Better than Christmas and your birthday put together?
Yeah.
That's like the best thing ever, ever.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. How long have you been practicing it?
Well, I practiced it for, like, flat to high for a month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how long it took me to land it.
Wow. Now, you have done better than half of the, like, skating pros in the world.
Not really yet.
How long have you been skating for?
3 years or so.
Wow. And who do you go skating with? Your friends, your dad, your mum?
Well, I guess skating with my brothers and sisters because they're really inspiring people. They really inspire me to do better things.
Wow. So what do you want to do when you grow up, Sabre?
I really hope skateboarding is in 2020 Olympics because they're trying to organise it. I would love to win gold for Australia. My dad, who's a bronze medalist in butterfly, Justin Norris,
yeah. He
says it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. And the only thing I like more than serving skating is eating.
Really? What's your favourite food?
Spaghetti. My dad's goal was to eat 100 chicken nuggets.
Oh.
He ate 97 and vomited, so I'd like to eat 102 and beat him. He said at the buffet, there's KFC, Hogsworth, and about every single food ever imagined.
So you want to go, and your dad got a bronze, you want to win a gold. He ate 100 chicken nuggets, you're going to take 102, yeah?
Yeah.
That is some good goals in life. What else do you like doing?
Well, I like doing surfing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that as good as skating, or do you prefer skating at the moment?
Not sure. They're all really, really good sports. They're both really, really good.
And how do you feel about so many people around the world watching your video?
It just feels unbelievable. I really can't believe it. It just feels like, I don't know, just unexplainable.
I think you deserved it because that's a pretty cool achievement.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Have you been to see some of the big professional skaters?
No, unless it's for talking about Nitro Circus, but that's not really talking about skating. The only skater was in it was Lindsay Adams, who invited me for free to go there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I watched all, like, Travis Pastrana and all those amazing motor guys. It was just like, I don't know which was better than the... That may be, I don't know if that was in the 540 there.
You absolutely nailed that 540. I was very impressed. What's the next trick you want to learn to do?
Well, I'd like to do a McTwist, which is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Except you're flipping upside down.
Whoa. Are you scared of it? Do you ever get scared?
Not really, that mainly.
Wow, you are pretty tough and you're an awesome skater. Sabre, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning and keep skating.
Thank you, bye.
We're going to see you at the Olympics, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully.
Awesome, Sabre. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bye.
Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Now, this is one that probably is going to make parents question it and probably have kids jumping out of their seats with joy. Somebody has come out saying that parents, wait for it, should ban homework. Why? Because it's making our children fat. Really? Really, I am starting to wonder whether this article was actually written by a child trying to get out of doing their homework, because I think that's a pretty good excuse to get out of doing your homework. Look, somebody, the author of this article has come out saying that while kids need to do homework, and it is a requirement, are they spending too much time and is it contributing to the obesity rise that we're seeing in children? Now, I think that we need to look at this a little bit more logically. They reckon that the kids spend about 6 hours a day exercising their minds, and the more active and the fitter that kids are, obviously, the more intelligent or more likely they are to be able to retain information. I mean, we know that anyway. But look, they're saying that because physical activity levels are so low amongst children, that maybe instead of slaving over computers or books for a few hours after school, the kids need to be getting out and getting some exercise. And banning homework will produce healthier kids. Okay, all right, look, I see the logical argument in this. Yes, kids are potentially spending a little bit too much time maybe doing their homework or something like that. But is it the homework? Or is it that the kids aren't getting out as much as maybe they should be? Or, I mean, I do think that kids these days probably have more homework than I did, although I do remember being pretty smashed with homework. But I think, you know, ultimately it comes down to parents being responsible and encouraging the kids to get out there and be healthy and be involved in sport and take the kids to the park after school, maybe before they do their homework. There's got to be a happy medium. Come on. We can't go banning homework. Everybody needs to do homework. If I had to go through school doing homework, everybody has to go through school doing homework. Just saying, an option, you could always get a treadmill and put your kid on a treadmill while they're doing their homework. That's always an option. Do you know what I actually used to do? And this is showing my true nerd side. I actually used to learn well from listening to things. So I would record, like, maths formulas or things onto tapes, and I'd go for a walk with the dog and listen to those over and over again. Oh my gosh, I am such a nerd. That was such a nerd moment, wasn't it? Well, that's my tip. There you go. Record it onto tapes and make your kids go out for a walk while they're doing their homework or learning stuff. I think there's a happy medium. But hey, let me know what you think. You can hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981PowerFM.
It's Dance On with Power.
A great debate has finally been settled, and I'm really glad that it's actually over, because I've always known I was right on this. Not going to lie, always known that I was 100% correct, and all the people who disagree with me, well, there you go. I was right all the time. Now, I am talking about the pronunciation of the shoe brand Nike. For a long time, it has been debated, is it Nike or is it Nike? Now, finally, we have had confirmation after a couple wrote to the CEO of Nike itself and said, look, can you circle the right one? In fact, the letter says, we are writing to ask you to help us settle a score that will answer one of the life's biggest unanswered questions. Now, what they've done is said, can you circle the right one? And they've written it out phonetically. So Nike as in N-I-K-E. Or Nike, and they've added a Y on the end as in Nye and Key. And he circled Nike. There we go. I always knew that I was right on this one. And I'm actually really glad, thanks to Kendall and Ben, who have gone out of their way to get the CEO of Nike to confirm that, yes, it is Nike. It is not Nike, people. So I'm glad that we've solved these great issues of the world. And look, while I was thinking about it, a whole bunch of comments popped up about things that we often say incorrectly. Nike not just being the only one, but apparently these are some of the most common ones. Affidavit instead of an affidavit. Now, even if your lawyer's name is David, yeah, you can't use affidavit. Apparently people also say bob wire instead of barbed wire. Can you imagine saying, just watch the bob wire over there? Not sure whether a guy called Bob invented it. Another one that I love is when people apparently mispronounce a blessing in disguise as a blessing in the skies. Well, there you go. Carpool tunnel syndrome. Seriously, carpool tunnel syndrome. It is carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm not sure how you'd have a carpool on your wrist. We are all familiar with the Heimlich maneuver, which is, of course, if you get something stuck in your chest, you've inhaled something. Apparently, it's quite common to call it the Heineken remover. Oh, Heineken, we're getting a good run out of there. Another common thing that people mispronounce is instead of chest of drawers is Chester drawers. Don't know a guy called Chester or if he has any drawers. And wrapping up, a common one, of course, is espresso instead of espresso. And the one that really, really I think has got to be the best one is the turn of phrase, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Apparently, it is very common for people to say it's a doggy-dog world. Well, I guess if you're Snoop Dogg, it is a doggy dog world. I love bad mispronunciations. We can keep those ones going because, hey, let's face it, those ones will never be corrected. But, hey, at least now we know how to say Nike. We can get that one right. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, the little local celebrity Sabre Norris will be joining us. She has absolutely taken the internet by storm with her skating video, and we'll be chatting to her after 8 this morning.
The Family Kitchen.